Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3517. We're continuing our countdown to season 3 of The Bad Batch just a couple of days now, and answering some burning questions. Today we're going to consider this particular one: how much Asajj Ventress are we actually going to have in this season? Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, as I mentioned in yesterday's episode, I'll refresh and say that I am not one of the folks who got to see the first 8 episodes with early review screeners and whatnot, so I am not coming at this from a position of, oh, I know something you don't. I know exactly as much as you do about the season to come. Very excited for it, and have lots of questions about what's to come, based on what we've seen so far and what we got in that trailer, of which we're really kind of touching on today because it had the shock surprise appearance of Asajj Ventress in it. Now, we've already done a whole episode talking about the various possibilities for how she could appear in this season of The Bad Batch when we know that she died during the Clone Wars, or at least we think she died during the Clone Wars, but as Star Wars often tells us, no one's ever really gone. We did that back on January 25th, that was episode 3492. So, I won't belabor the point here other than we know she's going to be in the season, but for how long is she going to be in the season? There's basically 3 answers potentially for this question, either, you know, a third of the season or 2/3 of the season or the entirety of the season. And I think the entirety of the season is quite unlikely. Comparatively speaking, that would take the focus of The Bad Batch off of The Bad Batch. It kind of puts me in mind of what Michael Arndt said about his early drafts of The Force Awakens, where the earlier he introduced Luke, he just kind of took over the story, and it was like, what's Luke gonna do? Like, that's what it was all about, and ultimately why J.J. Abrams and Larry Kasdan settled on having Luke appear just at the very end of The Force Awakens, so they could actually set up the story and the characters in a way where Luke wouldn't just take it over. Same kind of thing, you bring Asajj Ventress into the story and you bring her in too early, she's just, you know, powerful enough of a character that she's going to take over the whole story. By the same token, I don't think she's going to be in just 1 or 2 episodes, because then it kind of feels like you're messing with the audience, right? Like, why would you put out a trailer, have Asajj Ventress in as a surprise at the end of that trailer, and then only have her in 1 or 2 episodes of the season? It feels like that would be kind of a bait and switch for all intents and purposes. And part of the problem with trying to figure this out logically is that season 1 and season 2 of The Bad Batch did not follow any particular pattern when it comes to story arcs, right? Like, the late seasons of the Clone Wars tended to rely on 4-episode story arcs in their storytelling. That didn't always hold true. There were things that were a few less than that in season 6, for example. And in seasons 1 and 2 of The Bad Batch, we only had, like, you know, 2-episode situations. So a part 1 and a part 2, and that was pretty much it. So out of the 15 episodes, I'm gonna say that it's got to be at least 5 of them. And wouldn't it be fun, since we're getting 3 episodes in a row to start the debut of The Bad Batch, if we actually got a complete 3-episode story arc as part of that, and if Asajj Ventress was in those? Seems a little early, but would be very exciting to kick the season off that way. And if she is in a 3-episode arc, like that seems like it's going to be, then I can't imagine a world where those are the only episodes that she shows up in. It means that she has to show up in a couple episodes later down the line. So we've got 15 episodes in the season. I'm going to put my marker on 6. I'm going to say that I think we're going to see Asajj Ventress in 6 episodes this season. And I'd love to know what you think. Do you think it's going to be more? Do you think it's going to be less? Tell me what you think. We're on YouTube, so if you've got the comments right there. Take advantage of them. If you're listening on Spotify, then there's a question and answer section, so use that. And if you are on any other app catching the show, then please head over to the blog post for this show at sw7x7.com. Leave a comment there. Would love to hear what you think. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please consider leaving a rating or review on the app of choice that has such things. I hope you'll consider telling other friends you know that like Star Wars about the show, and maybe even hitting the subscribe or join or follow button, as the case may be. And there's one other step you could take too, which would be to help support the podcast by just, you know, $1 a month. Like, there are other membership tiers at patreon.com/sw7x7 that you can check out too, but even $1 a month helps make this show run. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast. As always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.